Now we're going to take a look at Sunday's divisional round playoff games in the National Football League, and helping us to do that is our good buddy Jim Corbett from USA Today. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vic. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, Jim, I'm going to start with the game that you'll be covering on Saturday. You'll be out in San Francisco, Saints at 49ers. This one, I think, has the makings of a potential classic, I think, because we know how well this Saints team has been playing. They don't play as well on the road, certainly, as they do in the Superdome. But this 49er team has played quite well, strong defense. Maybe they've got what it takes to kind of even things up for a very explosive Saints offense.
You're right, Vic. And it's kind of the overarching question to this whole playoff situation is, does offense win championships now? And based on, you know, this past frenzied, you know, record-shattering year, we see what Brees did, what Brady did, Matthew Stafford, the third quarterback to go over 5,000 yards, Aaron Rodgers right there, Eli right there. We got four Super Bowl MVPs standing among the final eight, and we've got these defenses like Vic Fangio's San Francisco defense. I mean, it's like you said, classic. It's, you know, firepower versus, you know, dominant, you know, stonewall D. And yeah, the perception is that, and it's borne out by the games that they've had outdoors. I think the Saints are 3-2 on the road, averaging 25.8 points, down from, you know, the video game 41 points inside the Superdome. Yeah, they're not as good maybe on grass, but they do have a sixth-ranked running game that I think gives them that, you know, physical presence that most people look beyond. So the perception is that they're a finesse dome passing team, but they can punch you in the mouth too.
The headline game, the marquee game Saturday night, Broncos at Patriots, for the obvious reasons, the Tim Tebow mania, and the Patriots, the clash of these two clubs, and what might be able, you know, what we might be able to expect from this. Have you changed any of your thinking about Tebow? Because I know, like so many others, my thought was just he's along for a ride with a team that can play some good defense, and occasionally he makes plays. He did so much more than that, we know now, against the Steelers. A legend is formed here, and maybe he doesn't even need to do any more than that one game. But I would guess the encore is brings up that sense of curiosity as to whether there really was some sort of a turning point in his NFL career in that game against the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm with you, Vic. I talked to Mike Mayock, who's the NFL Network analyst extraordinaire, and Mike was terrific in taking me under the hood. He had been out there in Denver for the November game against the Jets, and he basically had spent 2 days of practice watching the dynamic of Adam Gase, the unsung hero of this whole Team Tebow dynamic, kind of their pit crew, you know, before and after practice, pushing this guy, you know, kind of a type A, pushing on Tebow, and Tebow being a type A as well. Mike said it was cracking him up watching these two guys because they want to make the kid special, and the kid will do anything to do that, you know, throwing like 200 passes before and after, working on his footwork. But we saw the culmination of that, and Mike said, yeah, there's better in him. And, you know, he was always good at throwing the deep ball, had nice touch on the deep ball, but he really came to balance that. And especially on that throw, the 30-yarder to Eddie Royal, the second quarter touchdown, he threaded the needle there over William Gay and into the falling hands of Eddie Royal. He had looked off Palomalu with his, you know, eyes and shoulders. And so, yeah, you're right. It's a turning point development for him. But you think Tom Brady's a little ticked off about all the attention and time, Tebow time. I think it's Tom Brady's time, in the sense that he's running out of it. And the idea is that we look at it and we say, man, they haven't won a playoff game since 2007. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are better than that. I think that shows up this time.
With Jim Corbett from USA Today breaking down this weekend's playoff action, the divisional round in the National Football League, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And let's turn to Sunday. Houston Texans, T.J. Yates, rookie quarterback, going up against the Ravens, that strong Ravens defense in Baltimore. Maybe this is where that Cinderella ride comes to an end.
Yeah, you know, it's mirror image teams. And, you know, I was out there in Houston, you know, for their first ever playoff win. And it was, you know, that city was just, you know, crazy for these guys. And it's good for Gary Kubiak and Bob McNair and Wade Phillips, you know, great people, a good character team. T.J. Yates obviously making his seventh start. Joe Flacco making his seventh postseason start, so he's the old graybeard here in his fourth season. It's just a difference, you say, in that defense, and you're right. You know, Ed Reed, seven pickoffs in the postseason. Ray Lewis just knows, you know, the savvy of where to where the fits are and what your tendencies are, some tells that you might give up, especially with a young quarterback. So you kind of like the way Suggs is playing. It's just strength against strength, though. That front seven against the Houston offensive line, to me, is the best in football. The way Kubiak is taken from Mike Shanahan, that zone block formula that, you know, sprung TD Terrell Davis for, you know, 2,000-yard season, 1998. And you look at that with Foster, he glides the same way and then hits it and is gone. So him and Tate against Ray Rice, it's a heck of a matchup. But, yeah, you nailed it, Vic. It's just the difference in quarterback expertise at this point has got to show up, although they didn't have Andre Johnson the first game, and it was pretty close up until Baltimore outscored him 13-0 down the stretch and won in overtime week six.
Obviously really like what Wade Phillips has done for that Texans defense, and I guess to a great degree that would be something that this Texan team could hang its hat on is Wade Phillips. We talk about how Bill Belichick would be matching up with Tim Tebow. Wade Phillips against Joe Flacco and that Ravens offense, I'm going to like Wade Phillips' chances of at least making it difficult.
Yeah, I'm with you because, you know, Flacco, one thing you look at him, he's long. It takes him a minute to get, you know, not a minute, but it takes him some time to get the ball out. He doesn't like people around his feet, it seems. He's not, you know, he's not Tony Romo. He's not going to, you know, he's got some athleticism, some move to him, but he's taller. It just takes him more time to get the ball out. He's not Drew Brees, you know, out quick, boom. He's great touch passer down the field. Torrey Smith, obviously, with seven touchdowns. He's developed those two young tight ends, Pitta and Dixon. But the idea is, you know, can Anquan, coming off a sprained knee, can he be what they need him to be right now? You wonder. So I think Wade is going to get, you know, pressure with Cushing and the five guys they bring, Connor Barwin. Those guys have done a great job. Brooks Reed and J.J. Watt, what a, you know, steal for those guys in the first round.
Oh, yeah.
Showed up big time against Andy Dalton, making him look, you know, the rookie, but it was just a hell of a play on J.J. Watt's, you know, part, just, you know, just plucking the ball out with one hand and running it back for the game-turning touchdown, 29 yards.
That was an amazing physically athletic play. I mean, you just see a gifted guy. There's nothing else you can say to that except that, yeah, instincts and great athletic move. The final game of this playoff weekend, Giants at Packers, and this may very well prove to be the best. A lot of people are looking at this Giant team because of how well they played the Packers previously. And a Packers team, which also has its defensive issues like the Patriots, to say the least. I mean, real problems there defensively. But I guess what I like about the Giants going into Lambeau Field is they do bring that power running attack that works so well against Atlanta. Eli Manning seems to be in a pretty decent groove, has a lot of weapons on offense. This could be a pretty good one, Jim.
Yeah, I agree, Vic. It's based on Eli's played so well. You know, fourth quarter set the new record for 15 touchdown passes in the fourth quarter. What is it, five or six, you know, comebacks this year against Dallas. We saw the great one. They've won three straight now, and you know, they had that resurgence with the run game, 172 yards. It just looked like a different Brandon Jacobs than we've seen. He seemed to be, you know, sluggish, and it wasn't really, you know, making yards after contact, but we saw that dynamic back again against Atlanta. And Manningham is healthy. Eli has just shown me a lot of growth this year. He came into the season saying, hey, I belong in that same elite quarterback conversation with Tom Brady, and he's backed it up. And he's just made those receivers, those young guys, better, Victor Cruz and Manningham and Nix. And now they've got this young guy, Jake Ballard, back as well. You just wonder if they can run and match up and cover a Finley, especially with Aaron Ross being dinged, you know, the apparent concussion. What's going to be their availability in the secondary. So yeah, I just like Aaron Rodgers and those guys. I mean, they did it on the road the hard way last year. They've had some time here. You say, well, maybe is rust a factor. They're going to get Jennings back. Their tackles have had a chance to get healthy. Yeah, their defense has been an issue. There's never been a team that's won a Super Bowl with giving up 360 yards or more. These guys are giving up 411.6 yards per game, which is unthinkable for a Dom Capers defense, but they are getting takeaways. And Charles Woodson, Clay Matthews, and Tremont Williams know how to get the ball back for Aaron Rodgers.
Great stuff, Jim. As always, we appreciate it, and we look forward to talking with you down the line.
Thanks, man. Enjoy the game. Thanks for having me.
That is Jim Corbett from USA Today joining us to break down this weekend's playoff games on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.